News Talk ZB, 17 past five. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Jerry Brownlee, is with us now. We've just tapped into him from Fiji. Minister, does New Zealand have a moral obligation to back America, just following on from our interview a moment ago, against North Korea?
Well, that would depend on the circumstances that might lead to a situation where there was armed conflict.
Right. What about if it's not an armed... I mean, it's unlikely to be certainly, person-to-person contact. It would be far bigger than that. We're talking missiles. Australia has said they would support America. Would we have some moral obligation to follow suit with that, do you think?
I don't think it's wise to leap to too many conclusions at this stage or even, speculation about what a conflict might look like. The reality is, in any conflict, people are the target generally, and it's often civilians who are most affected. In this case, I think the world is calling for North Korea to accept some of the assurances that they've had from the US, from China, and from Russia, and from other Security Council members, that a dialogue is where we have to get to, and the sanctions that have been brought in equally supported unanimously by all of those countries, and particularly including China, are starting to bite, and that's why I think you're seeing the rhetoric from North Korea starting to amp up a bit.
Would there be complications for our relationship with China if we were to support America in the event of this escalating?
Well, the United States and China are both engaged in an exercise of trying to get North Korea to see a reasonable path forward here that doesn't involve them becoming a illegal nuclear power with delivery capacity that could threaten the entire Western world. So I don't think there's a problem in that regard.
Jerry Brownlee, appreciate your time. Thank you, Jerry Brownlee, the Minister of Foreign Affairs. It's coming up 20 past five. Smalley. Some very strong words from the